Welcome back with former Dolphin Troy Stratford and John Congemi. I'm Jesse Agler. Just about 45 minutes ago, the news was made official. The Dolphins and Jeff Ireland have mutually agreed to part ways. To talk about that story, Jeff Darlington of the NFL Network joins us live on the Metro PCS hotline. Jeff, first question right off the bat. Were you surprised by the timing of this news? It kind of seemed to come out of nowhere this evening.
Well, not necessarily, Jesse, only because, I guess sort of surprised because I just didn't break it. Miami Dolphins Twitter account. Did you break that story, by the way, Jesse?
The Miami Dolphins Twitter account broke it, yes.
Yes. So, look, I'm not surprised because it did feel like there was something else looming. Ireland, as of yesterday, had not been told that he was necessarily safe. So, given the 7 hours of meeting that Ross conducted at the facility last week, and then the Sherman decision coming down yesterday, it didn't feel concluded. It didn't feel done yet. So from that end, I'm not surprised because I still was sort of holding out any type of conclusive evidence that the organization was ready to go into the 2014 season.
Jeff Darlington, NFL Network, with us live on the phone. Jeff Ireland out as general manager. I think the most common question for fans right now is what will the structure of the Dolphins front office look like on the other side of this? And obviously we don't know yet, but is your sense that they'll bring in a GM and kind of keep the organizational structure the way it is, or that, you know, we could see someone with even more power emerge?
I get the sense that we could very much see someone from the outside being hired with more power. It seems at this point that Ross is leaving that open-ended, and that's a very interesting way to go into this situation. Donna Ponte, by all means, appears safe. She's very highly respected by Steve Ross, and I do not foresee Ross going out and hiring someone without saying that, you know, essentially, you're keeping Donna Ponte in this building. Bill Philbin will be your head coach. We'll see about what they do with Brian Gain. At this point, he doesn't know what his fate is, although it looks very much like the team wants to keep him in some capacity. When you consider the fact that three members of the organization could likely stay put, that does make for an interesting search. I don't know that you're necessarily going to be able to go out and find anybody that you want, because they might want to bring their own people in. That being said, I've already had numerous people around the league contact me about what the Dolphins are doing, because this is a coveted job. People see a young quarterback. They see a nucleus in place. They see a solid defensive front. So I think that they are going to have a lot of options. If there is one obstacle, though, it's going to be you're handing the keys to someone but saying, hey, you've already got a couple people riding in your back seat when you drive into the facility.
Jeff, is that a problem, do you think, around the league when they look, even though this job is coveted and you get that feeling when you talk to people, that there's already a head coach in place, and the way this organization has gotten rid of a head coach but kept the GM, now kept the head coach, you know, it just doesn't seem there's synergy there at the top. Will that be a hurdle if you're going after a big-time guy?
I just think it's going to be neat, you know, it's going to be need to make very clear that what the structure exactly is going to be. I mean, this can't be just like a patchwork situation. And that's, I'm going to give the organization, because I really respect the new CEO. I think that he's a good advisor to Steve Ross. And even if it's more so on the business side, I think in general, Ross is going to hear from people that you need to be very clear about the structure. I don't think this can be a patchwork situation, because if that's the case, you might as well just blow the whole thing up and start from scratch. So you've got to hope, if you're a Dolphins fan, that Ross is going into this thing saying, by the end of this restructuring, it's going to be very clear who has the power over all decisions and personnel. Otherwise, you're going down a very, very nasty road.
Jeff, I don't know if you have the answer to this. I'm thinking, okay, they're about to hire this new GM. Two directions. They're either going to go with someone, you know, not as known, or they're going to go with someone who has a proven track record. Well, when you look at this thing here, it's so tricky in the sense that the Miami Dolphins, do they want to, of which, I'm kind of tongue-tied here, of which direction they want to go in. Here's my thing. GMs that are hired, are they usually employed already, or are they having been sitting for a year or two out of a job?
I mean, look, I think that the structure that we're talking about in place, I mean, I think that whoever comes into this job is going to be inheriting a very solid nucleus. Whether or not they get someone who is a GM or a vice president overseeing a football czar, if you will, that really just remains to be seen. And that also depends on whether they keep someone like Brian Gain, who can handle personnel. So, yeah, I mean, I think that the reason why this is such a confusing situation is we don't know what the structure is ultimately going to look like at the end of the day.
There you go. Jeff Darlington, NFL Network, with us on the Metro PCS Hotline discussing the breaking news. Jeff, appreciate the time, and have fun tonight. You'll be a little busy.
All right. Thanks, guys.